Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Creating a Championship Standard of Living. I am your host, Mr. Miles W. Miller. Today is Saturday, January 16th, 2010, and it is 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you know what that means. It is time for Creating a Championship Standard of Living. People, I am absolutely honored to be here with you today. I don't take you for granted because I know that you could be doing anything else right now. There are football games on. There's so many things that you could be doing, but yet and still you're coming out here to hang out with us here at Creating a Championship Standard of Living, and I am excited. I am excited to be able to give you some great content tonight. But before we go any further, I turn this show over to God's Holy Spirit so that we all get what we came for, and that is a move of His Spirit. People, again, I am absolutely honored to be here with you tonight. There's some great things that we have planned for you tonight. Tonight's show is entitled The Power of Your Thoughts. The Power of Your Thoughts. The Power of Your Thoughts. And everything tonight is geared towards getting you in a mindset to think better thoughts, to attract a better lifestyle, to attract the lifestyle that you truly want versus the lifestyle you don't want. So I want you to get pen and paper ready. I want you to just to stay alert. We're going to have some dynamic things on here, some dynamic moments on here for you to really absorb some great teaching that can absolutely change your life. So without further ado, I want to, again, thank you for coming out. And just to let you know, if ever you want to leave a comment for me, if ever you want to contact me, please feel free to do so. I welcome you to do so. What I want you to do is if you like how the show is going, if you don't like how the show is going, I want you to contact me. Contact me. Contact me. You can contact me several ways. One way you can contact me is via Facebook. That's facebook.com/MilesWMiller. That's MilesWMiller. Or you can contact me via MySpace at myspace.com/MilesWMiller. Or you can contact me via Twitter. That's twitter.com, you guessed it, /MilesWMiller. Or you can email me at MilesWMiller@gmail.com or Miles@MilesWMiller.com. So there's several ways for you to get in contact with me. You can also leave your comments on the Blog Talk Radio site. Whatever way you feel comfortable contacting me, just contact me. Leave a comment. Let me know how we're doing, because we want to make sure this show is very productive for you. That everything that you're getting on here, the content is empowering you to live your dreams. That's my ultimate goal. Is I want to see you live your dreams. So without further ado, in talking about dreams and talking about dreamers, I want you guys to sit back for about 2 minutes. I have a tribute that I want you guys to hear, and we'll be right back.
Five score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation.
I open my mouth to the Lord, and I won't turn back. I will go, I shall go, to see what the end's gonna be.
Whoa, who's that yonder dressing red?
This nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream. My four little children one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. Let freedom ring, and if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. So let freedom ring from the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire. Let freedom ring from the mighty mountains of New York, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
Shall go, we'll go.
Shall go.
Hello and we're back. That was a tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. This is in Atlanta. It's going to be a very special Monday. It's MLK Day. It's a day where a national holiday where we honor the life and the sacrifices of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And I wanted to acknowledge him myself as a person who's a dreamer and a visionary. He represents a lot to what it is we do. He represents a person who not only was able to dream, but was able to shape and change the whole landscape of a country and of a society as we know it with that dream. So be encouraged today, and in the spirit of the very thing that Dr. Martin Luther King stood for, we go forth today, and we're going to help you with tips and with tools to help you bring your dreams to manifestation, to help shape the world the way you were sent here to do it also. So, and keeping forward with that, we're going to go on into our weekly divine intervention. You know, each week I give you a scripture from the Bible, and this week I'm going to give you several divine interventions, so bear with me. Well, I'm going to give you two, because I believe these two are really potent, and they really correlate with what we're talking about today. So your first divine intervention, which you may have heard before on this show, and I say it a lot because I want you to hear it. I want you to keep hearing this, because there's something dynamic in what you're hearing. Faith comes by hearing. So if you keep hearing it, you keep hearing it, and you keep hearing it, and you keep hearing it, your faith picks up on it, and it actually sharpens and increases your faith. So here we go. Your first divine intervention for this week is this, and it comes from Jeremiah 29:11. And we're reading from the King James Version, and it states, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." And in some translations, that where it says an expected end, it actually says a desirable outcome. So it's the thought of God towards us for us to have a desired life, have outcomes be desirable in our lifetime. So if these are the thoughts he's thinking towards us and we're not experiencing that, then we have to reevaluate the thoughts that we're thinking. So that's the whole process and the whole basis of this show tonight, the power of your thoughts. We want to get you in a place where you can absolutely have your thoughts lined up and have everything congruent with what it is you really want versus the things you don't want. So keep that in mind. So we're going to, your second divine intervention for this week is this. It's from Proverbs 23:7, again, the King James Version, and it reads, "For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee." For as a man, we'll read that first part again. "For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." And now, anytime in the King James Version, when you saw the word, you see a word that says thinketh or continueth, whenever you see that E-H, the E-T-H ending, that means continually. So that we'll read it like this. "For as a man continually thinks in his heart, so is he." As a man continually thinks in his heart, so is he. As you are continually thinking in your heart or your mind, so are you. What thoughts are you thinking about? Whatever it is you're seeing in your lifetime, I guarantee you that your thoughts if we get to the bottom of them, we can find out what just exactly you're thinking about, it'll dictate what we're seeing. Whatever you think about, you bring about. And I said that to somebody a couple of nights ago, and they got highly offended. And they shut me down, and they wanted me to help them with something, but it wasn't else. I couldn't help them in that vein anymore, because that's one of the core beliefs that I have as a coach, as a motivator, that the things that you think will attract the things that you're seeing. So tonight we're going to go through some thoughts, some thought patterns that are prone to get you to a place of success, that are prone to get you to a place of dream realization, that are prone to get you to a place where you're living your ideal life, you're living the life of your dreams. This is why the visualization process that we go through, the visualization segment that we have every week, is so important, because the things you're thinking about, you're going to see them. If you think about them long enough, you'll see them, and you're going to see them in their physical form. Anything you can hold in your mind long enough, it's going to make its way in the physical realm. It's just a matter of time. Remember, we've been talking about dream realization, dream manifestation, and it's three steps: the goal, the process, and the manifestation. Whether or not you set the goal intentionally, if the goal is set, if you sow a seed, over time you're going to reap a harvest. Your mind is the place where seed is sown. And if you give your mind enough time, it'll manifest everything you see. So that's why we're taking steps and measures to help you with thoughts, because it's my goal to see everybody who listens to this show realize their dreams. I've actually even had people give me compliments and testimony so far that some of the things that we've been talking about, they're actually applying these principles, and the things are working. I had a friend, you know, was in need of a vehicle, and some of the principles that we've been teaching, they applied them, and they were able to get things in order to manifest that vehicle. So I know it can happen, and I'm just telling you, we're going to make some things work together tonight. So just bear with me. Like I said, keep pen and paper. We're going to have a dynamic time tonight. We got an awesome show planned for you. But before we go any further with that, let me give you our presidential wisdom for the week. And we're going to keep going forward, because I'm getting excited just thinking about it. And I don't want to jump ahead of myself, and because we got things in order here tonight. So this week's presidential wisdom, you know, each week I give you a presidential wisdom or a quote from our 44th president, President Barack Obama. And this week's presidential wisdom, actually I'm going to read you several of them also. This week, we're going to start here. We are the change we've been waiting for. A change is brought about because ordinary people do extraordinary things. And in the face of impossible odds, people who love this country can change it. Change will not come if we wait for some other person or if we wait for some other time. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the change we seek. And guess what? In order to change your world, you have to change your thoughts. Think about it like this. If you go by conventional wisdom, the conventional thought process, there's no way that a black man in our lifetime would be the president of the United States of America. So there had to be a shift, and it had to be a paradigm shift inside his own mind to think that it was even possible for him to be the president of the United States of America. You change your thoughts, you can change your world. President Barack Obama is living proof. If you can change your thoughts, you can change not only your world, but the world as you see it. And you can cause destiny to manifest in a faster rate than normal. So, with that in mind, I am going to take you into our segment, Visualizing Your Ideal Life. And this takes on a special, this has a special place in my heart. I did this same drill earlier in the week with a group of youth, and it absolutely just astounded them. It was because that it made something that they dream about tangible. They were able to see themselves doing what it is they want to do. And they left out the room inspired and on fire. Because it took somebody to bring hope to him. This thing is about hope. What we do here each week is about hope. It's about giving you inspiration to actually go out and live your dream. Because your dreams are possible. Les Brown says it best. Your dreams are possible. And not only are they possible, they're necessary. We got to have you living a life of your dreams, because if you're not living the life of your dreams, somebody's life is being affected. Because guess what? Each joint supply of another. If I dominate my place on the field and you dominate your place on the field and the next person dominates their place on the field, so forth and so on, the quality of our lives just improves dramatically. So that's why these visualization segments are so important. So I want you to just, you know, whatever it is you're doing right now, I want you to stop doing it. Just stop. If you're driving, pull over to the side, because I don't want you to get into an accident. Whatever it is you're doing right now, I want you to just stop and relax. I don't care whatever it is you're doing. I want you to stop and relax and just listen to my voice. I want you to hear my voice, and I want you to imagine your success. I want you to see your life. I want you to see the successes of your life. Now, what we're going to do, I want you to imagine yourself in an IMAX movie theater, you know, a huge, larger-than-life movie screen. And I want you to see on that screen what your ideal life looks like. That's irregardless of bills, that's irregardless of responsibilities that you may have right now or which you may not have. I want you to see your ideal life unfettered by lack, unfettered by anything that would come against it. What do you really want to do with life? That's what I want you to show on that screen. I want you to see yourself enjoying life. I want you to see yourself with that brand-new debt-free car. I want you to see yourself with that brand-new debt-free home. I want you to see yourself enjoying the company of your spouse. I want you to see yourself at peace with your environment. I want you to see yourself skipping on a beach, letting the sun just beam down on your face. I want you to see beautiful flowers. I want you to see everything that your ideal life should look like, the things you dream about. The nightmare is over. This is the dream. This is the realization of your dream tonight. I want you to project what it is you see on that screen. How do you feel about what you're seeing? That's the second step. What are you feeling? I want you to fully embrace the emotions of that picture. I want you to fully embrace the feelings. I want you to fully embrace the emotional gratification that you get seeing yourself thriving, seeing yourself successful, seeing yourself realizing your dreams. Guess what? As you're feeling those feelings are real, because what you're seeing on that screen is really your life. That's the life as you want it. That's a goal that you can set. And if you hold that vision in your mind long enough, it has to manifest. Let me tell you this. I want you to do this every day. As you hear my voice telling you this now, I want you to do this every day. I want you to take time out every day and just sit back, meditate, and visualize your ideal life. And I want you to completely wrap yourself up in the feelings of what you feel when you see this dream. And after you've done that, you visualize the dream, you're feeling the feelings, I want you to repeat this affirmation. Repeat after me. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. People, I want you to hold on to that vision. I want you to hold on to those feelings, and I want you to continue to affirm that you receive all your divine good free and unfettered right now. I want you to hold on to that. And every time you, if something comes up to try to discourage you, I want you to go back to that moment where you, when you felt the power and the excitement of that dream, another realization of that dream. I want you to hold on to that as we go forth in our next segment, and I'll be right back.
Hey, what's going on? This is Mr. Make It Happen, JL Godfrey, and you are tuned in to one of the hottest shows on Blog Talk Radio, Creating a Championship Standard of Living, with my brother and colleague, Mr. Miles W. Miller. You are about to be injected with inspiration, so keep it locked right here. And like I always say, it can be done, and the it is your dream. You just have to make it happen. Peace and love.
The Power of Conquering Fear is a book that I wrote with you in mind and with myself in mind, because being a dreamer, being a visionary, sometimes we can go through life and we can see good things and we get visions. We're not common people. We don't see things the way normal people see things. So we get visions that are far out, and it's sometimes it's scary to think about that stuff. But in The Power of Conquering Fear, I give a 5-step plan for how to overcome fear, how to conquer fear, how to move beyond that fear. There's an old saying that the difference between a coward and a hero is that the hero was brave for 5 minutes longer. And that's my plan. Make sure that you stay brave. Just those 5 minutes can change the whole course of your life. And my goal is to give you 5 steps to keep you in that range long enough to be the great person you've been called to be, to mine out your destiny. Because today, people, the world has changed as we know it, and it's going to take innovative people to really, you know, mine out the greatness that still remains in this universe. There's a lot of untapped resources, people, and you're going to get visions and promises, you know, from God and through prayer, through fasting, through, you know, dreams, and those things are going to change the very course of how life as we know it exists. And you can't be afraid. You got to go for it. So I offer to you today my book, The Power of Conquering Fear. You can buy it at www.lulu.com/MWMiller18. That's www.lulu.com/MWMiller18. And get this book today. Get a copy for a friend. And trust me, you won't regret it. It'll be a book that changes your life. Hello, and we're back. I want to introduce this next segment. It's a segment I just for today's show. I was researching some things about thoughts and thinking, and I came across some information from Napoleon Hill, the author of Think and Grow Rich. And I wanted to play a segment of one of his old speeches, and just to give you some firepower for thinking thoughts that will bring about the life of your dreams. So stay tuned. I'll be right back after this segment.
The rules of accurate thinking are so clear and simple that I often wonder why so few people ever take time to learn the rules, since accurate thinking is the very foundation of all successful achievements. In this visit, I shall give you a working description of the rules of accurate thinking, which all successful people follow. First of all, accurate thinking is based on two simple fundamentals. They are called inductive reasoning and deductive reasoning. Inductive reasoning is used when the necessary facts on which to base your thinking are not available. In this case, you act on hypotheses or what you assume the facts to be. Deductive reasoning is used when you have the facts or what appear to be the facts on which to base your thinking. The next step in accurate thinking is to separate facts from fiction or hearsay evidence and determine whether you are dealing with hypotheses or real facts. When you are sure you have dependable facts on which to base your thinking, you take the second step by separating these facts into two classes. One is important facts, and the other is unimportant facts. When you do this, you may be surprised at the overwhelmingly greater number of unimportant facts you deal with daily than there are important facts. At this point, you are almost sure to want to ask the question, what is an important fact, and how can I distinguish it from an unimportant fact? And I shall give you the answer to this very important question by saying that an important fact is any fact which will aid you to any extent whatsoever in attaining the object of your major purpose in life. And all other facts, as far as you are concerned, are unimportant, and you should waste no time with them. After this visit is over, you can employ the next hour to a great benefit to yourself if you will set down on paper a list of all the facts you dealt with yesterday, separating them into two classes, important and unimportant. As a matter of fact, you will make a profound discovery regarding accurate thinking if you follow the habit of daily taking inventory of all the facts that claims your attention during the day, putting them down on paper in two separate columns, one labeled important facts and the other labeled unimportant facts. Now let us turn our attention to the subject of opinions and see to what extent loose, unsound opinions are mistaken for accurate thinking. To start with, let us recognize the truth that most opinions are without value because they are based on bias, prejudice, intolerance, guesswork, hearsay evidence, and out-and-out ignorance. These are harsh words I'm using, and they represent the source of most of the tragedies of life which people meet with unnecessarily. And I would say that of all the tragedies which cause misery and failure, none is more merciless or destructive than those which grow out of the indifference of people who make no attempt to learn how to think accurately. I shall never forget an experience I had with President Woodrow Wilson while I was working for him during World War I. I asked the president what effect he believed World War I would have on civilization, and his reply was brief, but it was a masterpiece which you should remember as long as you live. "I cannot answer your question," said the president, "because I have no facts on which to base an opinion." If you will remember Woodrow Wilson's 15-word speech every time you are about to express an opinion about anything, the chances are that you will soon get out of the habit of expressing or even having opinions not based on something more substantial than biases, prejudices, and emotional feelings, which often serve as fathers to facts. You will learn, if you observe carefully, that the more successful a person is, the less he is inclined to express wild, unjustified opinions about anything. Also, you must have observed already that the drifters who are suffering with frustrations because they recognize they are failures usually have an assortment of opinions on about everything you can imagine. When I hear someone expressing a definite opinion about something of which I have definite reason to believe he knows little or nothing, I think of an experience I had when I stopped a Quaker on the streets of Philadelphia and asked him the time of day. He took out his watch, examined it carefully, and then in a slow, emphatic tone of voice he said, "Well, sir, according to this alleged timepiece, it appears to be approximately 1:10 past 12 o'clock. I was particularly impressed by the care with which this Quaker identified the source of his information which he was passing on to me. And I often thought afterward how beneficial it would be if all people who express opinions or give out information would take the time to identify the source from which they were able to speak. I cannot influence all people to engage in this sort of safe thinking, but I can suggest that you give it consideration in connection with this visit on the subject of accurate thinking. Now, I shall give you a simple rule which may help you avoid being misled by unsound opinions expressed by other people. When you hear someone make a statement which your reason cannot accept as being sound, or which you question or should, for safety's sake, question for any reason whatsoever, ask a simple forward question. How do you know? Then stand firm on that question and either force the speaker to identify the source from which he got the information he is endeavoring to pass on as facts, or reject the statement entirely as if it had not been made. And do this no matter who is speaking or what may be his reputation for truth and veracity. Remember, you are given as your richest birthright the privilege of controlling your own thoughts. Therefore, treat this divine gift with the profound respect to which it is entitled, and do not allow anyone to do your thinking for you, or to influence your thinking in any manner whatsoever, except by the rules of accurate thinking I am passing on to you. Follow this procedure regardless of what people think or say about your method of thinking. If they wish to call you a cynic or a doubting Thomas, let that be their misfortune. But for your own good, go right on thinking by rules which will save you from many mistakes and tragedies throughout your life. Now I will give you 7 rules to follow, which, if you memorize them and follow them as a daily habit, may bring you top rating as an accurate thinker. 1, never accept the opinions of other people as being facts until you have learned the source of those opinions and satisfied yourself of their accuracy. 2, remember that free advice, no matter from whom it is received, will bear the closest of examination before it is acted upon as safe. And generally speaking, this sort of advice is worth exactly what it costs. 3, alert yourself immediately when you hear anyone speaking of others in a discourteous or slanderous spirit, because this very fact should put you on notice that what you are hearing is biased, to say the very least about it, and it may be out-and-out misstatement. 4, in asking others for information, do not disclose to them what you wish the information to be, because most people have the bad habit of trying to please under such circumstances. Well-measured, tactful questions can be of great benefit to you in thinking accurately. 5, remember that anything which exists anywhere throughout the universe is capable of proof, and where no such proof is available, it is safer to assume nothing exists. 6, one of the great unexplainable miracles consists in the fact that both truth and falsehood, no matter by what means they may be expressed, carry with them a silent, invisible means of identifying themselves as such. Therefore, remember this truth and begin developing the necessary intuitive faculty to enable you to sense what is false and what is true. 7, follow the habit of asking, how do you know, when anyone makes a statement you cannot identify as true. Follow this habit faithfully and you will see many persons squirm and turn red in the face when you insist upon a direct reply. The most accurate thinkers are the scientists. They investigate with open minds and never allow their wishes to become the fathers of facts, but deal with each fact as it is, not as they would like it to be. Now, one final word of warning I feel I should leave with you. Study yourself carefully, and you may discover that your own emotions are your greatest handicap in the business of accurate thinking. It is easy for you to believe that which you wish to believe, and unfortunately, that is precisely what most people do. This is a method by which many people condemn themselves to eternal failure and defeat, and it is a method which opens wide that sealed envelope which contains the list of penalties they must pay for neglecting to take possession of their minds and use them for constructive ends beneficial to themselves. And now, until our next visit, may I say goodbye.
Hello, and we're back. That was Get Up by Mary Mary from the CD The Sound. And before that, you heard a clip on Accurate Thinking from Napoleon Hill, which I want you guys to really, I really want you to hear everything he was saying because it was so accurate. That it was stuff you needed to hear. And there's a lesson I have for you today that I'm not going to be able to give you the whole lesson because we have a dynamic guest waiting in the wings who's ready to go. I know he's chomping at the bit to get on the show, and I want to interview him, and we still have to honor the time. We only have an hour together. So I'm going to give you a brief overview of our lesson for today, and what's going to happen is that in 2 weeks from now, we're going to do part two of this show. We're actually going to do The Power of Your Thoughts part two in 2 weeks from now, and I'm going to go in greater detail on that show for the principles I'm going to present to you today. So in life, you know, I put it out in the atmosphere that I believe, according to information that was presented in The Secret about the Law of Attraction, I completely believe it. Whether you agree with it or not, the Law of Attraction is always working, which means that whatever you're thinking about, you bring it about, according to Lisa Nichols. So in other words, whatever dominant thoughts are in your mind, whatever thoughts are painting the landscape of your mind is manifested into the natural realm. So whatever it is you're thinking about, whatever it is you're imagining, whatever it is you're seeing in your mind, it's going, if given time, it's going to manifest in the natural realm. There's no way around it. It cannot, there's no other way. It happens. Everything happens first spiritually before it happens naturally. You go back to one of our divine interventions for this week, Proverbs 23:7, that says, "As a man continually thinks in his heart, so is he." As a man continually thinks in his heart, so is he. Whatever is going on in your heart, or in this terminology, heart represents mind. The heart in scriptural terms represents your mind. So whatever is going on in your mind, that's who you are. That's what you are. If you're thinking thoughts of pain, thoughts of grief, thoughts of lack, that's what you are, because that's what's in your mind. That's the dominant thoughts in your mind. It's created a landscape in your mind. It's created an environment in your mind. So if you want to change your outer environment, guess what? You change your thoughts, you change your life. You want to go from the pit to the palace? It's a matter of thought. On my bio, if you read it, it says that I believe I can help take people from the slums of mediocrity to the skyscrapers of greatness. You know how you do that? With a thought. Your thoughts are things. Your thoughts have energy. And that's a beautiful thing, that we've been given dominion in this earth. You have more authority than you give yourself credit for having. You have the ability to put things in order. You have the ability to actually create stuff. But the thoughts that you think actually dictate what you're going to see. If you're thinking on thoughts that are negative thoughts, guess what? You're going to start seeing a lot more negative results coming. Yes, you can change your life by just changing your thoughts. You can change your life by changing your thoughts. You can change your life by changing your thoughts. Listen to me very carefully. You can change the quality of your life by changing the quality of your thoughts. What you're thinking about, you're bringing about, whether you like it or not. And I know I'm irritating somebody because I said this to one of my friends, and they got highly irritated at me. Somebody who loves me, when I said that what you think about, you bring about, it irritated them to the point where it drove me to really want to present this to the world. This is one of my core beliefs. As a coach, as a motivational speaker, one of my core beliefs, that the things you think about are painting the landscape of your mind. And the landscape of your mind, the environment of your mind, is going to bring itself into the natural realm. It's the only way it works. So if you want to be great, think great. If you want to be successful, think successful. You know, I tell you all the time, from the movie Rocky, how when Rocky was training, Mick, his trainer, was saying, "Rock, if you see yourself doing good, you do good." Guess what? If he saw himself winning in his mind, it could manifest in the natural realm. But not until he saw it in his mind first would have manifest in the natural realm. The reason why a lot of people are stuck in poverty, the reason why a lot of people are stuck in places where they don't belong, where God didn't ordain them to be, is because they can't think their way out of it. They only think what they're seeing is it. When the reality of the matter is, if you see something in your life that is not lining up with what you know you should have and what you know you should be, you can change your thoughts and you can change your world. So I'm going to give you 7 powerful thoughts that will supercharge your dream manifestation. And I'm not going to go into great detail within the day because I want to get to our guests, but you hold on to this. I'm going to teach this in further detail 2 weeks from now. So, 7 powerful thoughts that will supercharge your dream manifestation. Number 1, thoughts of gratitude. There is nothing that speeds up the process of your success quicker than gratitude. It's saying thank you for somebody bringing you a donut to work one day. It's saying thank you to the waiter. It's actually giving a tip, giving a sizable tip, not a 10% tip. That's not cool at all. 15 is the least you can do. Most people are doing 20 and 25% tips because it's something dynamic about showing gratitude, showing thanks for somebody doing something. Because guess what? What you send out, it's got to come back to you. That's how the universe works. See, that's the reason why the things you think about, whatever you think about, you bring about. Your thoughts are actually sending out the energy of their kind. They're sending out the energy of their kind. They're sending out whatever energy they are. They're sending that out to the universe. The universe is fertile. Whatever you send out, whatever you plant in the universe, it's going to manifest. You sow good stuff, you get good stuff. You sow bad stuff, you get bad stuff. You sow discord, you get discord. You sow peace, you get peace. So you sow gratitude. Guess what? You'll start finding yourself in more situations where gratitude comes back to you, where people start saying thanks to you. That's just how the universe works. You send it out, it got to come back. It won't come back void. If you send it out, it's got to come back. Good measure pressed down, shaken together will mean pour into your bosom. If you send it out, it's got to come back. What are you sending out? What are you sending out? Whatever you're sending out, it's coming back. So continue to send out thoughts of gratitude. Number 2, thoughts of peace. We know that trials and tribulations are going to come no matter what we do. That's scriptural. That's promise. That's truth. But you can always think on peaceful things. You can always think on how to be a blessing to somebody, how to be helpful, how to diffuse a bad situation. And I know about this firsthand because I'm overcoming a temper problem, and I'm very transparent on my life. I know what I've had to deal with, and I'm not ashamed of it anymore. I've had to overcome a very violent temper because I used to have anger issues. In knowing that, the way you diffuse anger is with peace. You send out peace. That very person that offends you, think peaceful thoughts towards them. They may not get it right. And the thing about it is what you find out later on in life is that a lot of times that very person that offended you don't even know they offended you. And they're coming from a place where they're hurt anyway. So you have to keep that in mind. You have to keep that in mind, that you got to be able to give somebody the benefit of the doubt. So thoughts of peace give you the wherewithal to think, let me see where this other person may be coming from, because I want to be at peace with my brother. I want to be at peace with my sister. So guess what? Again, you send it out, it's got to come back. You send it out, it's got to come back. You send it out, it's got to come back. You send out peace, peace comes back. But conversely, you send out war, war comes back. You send out grief, grief comes back. So you send out peace, peace comes back. Pray for people. Peace be unto you, brother. Peace be still in your life, sister. It's got to come back. Whatever you sow, it's got to come back. The third thought, thoughts of abundance. Thoughts of abundance, as simple as this. This universe was created in abundance. You were given dominion in this universe, which means that lack in any form of your life is abnormal. It is unnatural. I know I'm offending somebody when I say that. You don't have to be in lack. I'll say it again. You don't have to be in lack. I'll say it again. You don't have to be in lack. You don't have to be impoverished. You don't have to be impoverished. Listen to me again. You don't have to be impoverished. Thoughts of abundance. Thoughts of abundance. I'll tell you right now. We go back to the top. If you can't think thoughts of gratitude, if you can't think thoughts of peace, there's no way you can think thoughts of abundance. See, the thing about it is this. If you have something in your life, for instance, right now, if you have a car, and although you may want a new car, if you're thankful for the fact that you have this car that you have right now, guess what happens? It has the potential. You've just released the universe to say, well, since they appreciate this, I can give them more. That's how God has ordained this universe to act towards us. If we can appreciate what we have, we can show appreciation in little, he can trust us with more. Guess what? That's the law of abundance. If you can operate at this level with gratitude and with thanksgiving, peacefully, guess what? You can get more. But not get to so you can say, look at how big I am, but get because we're blessed to be a blessing. The universe is an abundance because there are going to be people who are in lack in some area of their lives, but you're being blessed in that area of their lives to bless them. You've been blessed to be a blessing. So abundance is natural. Abundance is the norm, so to speak. So think on abundance. Think on the fact that this universe, there's no good thing under the sun that God will withhold from you. That means that this is an abundant universe, and that anything you need, he said, I'm your shepherd. The Lord is your shepherd, and you shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. This universe is abundant. So step four, thought number four, thoughts of circulation. Circulation is this, is flow. Flow. Let your thoughts be of flowing. Currency follows the path of least resistance. You have to get in the flow. You have to get in the flow. The universe works on a flow. And when you get your thoughts in that flow, guess what? Now you see what I'm saying. You send it out, it's got to come back. Think about how a heart operates. Blood comes into the leaves from the heart, and it goes throughout the veins and the arteries and the capillaries. But guess what? That blood knows that it has to come back. And barring any cuts or any breaks in any veins or arteries or capillaries, that blood has to come back to the heart. That's just how circulation works. You think about a radiator. You think about how your coolant in your car, how the water pump pumps the coolant throughout the engine and the block. It has to come back to the source. It has to come back to that water pump. And barring any breaks or any tears in the system, it has to come back. That means anything you put out, it has to come back. Reciprocity. Anything you give out has to come back. Anything you give out has to come back. And it doesn't come back the way you send out. It comes back in more abundance. So that's thought number four. Thought number five is thoughts of happiness. Thought number six is thoughts of compassion. And thought number seven is thoughts of love. Love, perfect love casts out all fear. Divine love will cause everything you ever need in life to manifest. So in understanding that, I want you to think about these things. Think about these seven thoughts. Thoughts of gratitude, peace, abundance, circulation, happiness, compassion, and love. And I want you to hold on to these thoughts because I'm going to go in greater detail in 2 weeks from now in part two of this lesson. And I'm going to expound upon each and every one of those in greater detail. But tonight I have a guest that has to come on here because if they don't come on here, I swear to you, you would have missed out on what you were supposed to hear tonight. Not only these thoughts and the things we've done with the interviews, but our guest is a dynamic speaker in his own right. He has a blog talk radio show here. Just a dynamic guy. He's a certified motivational and spiritual life coach with an emphasis on spirituality, life-changing motivational techniques, stress management, time management, and personal development tools to help you determine your passion and your purpose. It is his goal to bridge the gap between where you are and where you want to be. Without further ado, I'd like to bring to the show the Minister of Motivation, Dr. Walter Sims.
Good evening, Miles W. Miller.
Good evening, sir. It's an honor to have you here on the show.
boy, I'm just sitting here taking notes, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I tried to. I wanted to teach and more detail, but I know that I had to get you on this show tonight.
Well, I really appreciate that. You said how many minutes we got?
Well, whatever's on your heart, Doc, just talk about it.
Well, listen. I just want to prop up what you're saying, because my technical background is electrical engineering, and man, you have me shouting because one of the laws says the current flows to the path of least resistance.
Yes, sir.
And the reason I bring that out is that there are physical laws that are at work whether people believe them or not.
Right.
For example, what about gravity?
Yes,
I don't care if you and I go sit on top of the roof of your house and I jump up and down all day and say, well, Miles, I don't believe in gravity. I dare both of us to fall off that roof. Guess what's going to happen? We both going to hit that ground.
We're going to hit the ground.
You know, and to back up what you're saying about the law of attraction, whether people believe it or not, my dear brother, we what we think about, we're going to bring about.
Yes,
for example, what about those people that always say, if it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. I always draw bad men in my life. You're
right.
Thinking about that.
Thinking
guess
about
what?
It, yes,
you're gonna, that's what you think about. The law of attraction works. During the holidays, I DJ at a local gospel radio. Every year we have a Christmas party. So before that party, I've been working on my vision board. I've been working on my affirmations and such like because I believe, one of my core beliefs is the law of attraction. So
mm-hmm.
I said before I went to the party, I am going to win, not only win a gift certificate, I'm going to win almost $250 from the money pool that we had. I got almost $250 and I also drew a gift certificate for a Bulova watch valued at $300.
Wow. Yes, sir.
So I'm standing in your congregation, brother, and that's part of my coaching. We got to get people thinking better. And let me share this with your audience, and I'm not gonna hold you because I want to talk about my book a little bit.
Yes,
but what you know, you're sitting here thinking, and I think Napoleon Hill said the same thing, and a lot of the people that I'm following, a lot of our mentors said the same thing. Okay, if we're trying to say this is so easy, why aren't more people tapping into it? And I'll tell you why. Every day, our minds are bombarded with 60,000 thoughts. Of those 60,000 thoughts, 85 to 92% of our thoughts are negative. Now, you multiply that about, on the average, in any office building, you work around about 40 to 50 people in an office complex. Now, you multiply 40 to 50 times 60,000 times 82 to 95%. You are bombarded with millions of thoughts every day, and then magnify that about what you watch on television, what you listen to on the radio, all that negativity, that's what got people so beat down and they can't think their way out of stuff because they're bombarded with so much negativity. That's why those seven things that you went over and some of those things I talk about in my book, some of those things you talk about, all it's doing is getting you out of a negative mode to a positive mode that our universe, quote unquote, operates in. God is a positive God. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Proverbs 23:7, you just said it, as a man thinking in his heart, parenthetically, his mind, so is he. Philippians 4:8 says, think on these things. Whatever is pure, lovely, just, and of a good report, you think on these things. That's why it's so important for people to be listening to Miles W. Miller on Saturday evening, listening to Dr. Walter Sims on Friday evening, listen to Tanoa Barnes on Monday, listen to Kiki on Wednesday, listen to JL on Thursday, and I can go on and on.
Yes,
you got to surround yourself with positivity all the time for you to get what you got to get to live the life of your dreams.
Wow. Yes, sir.
Hey, you got me on the top of a bell right now.
Well, go ahead and do what you got to do. I tell you, I got the shotgun. I'm behind you. If it gets spicy, like I tell Jay all the time, I got your back.
And that's a good segue into my book. My first book is going to be released March the 5th. And my book is titled Living Motivated, The Beatitudes of Living a Motivated Life. And I present living motivated as a lifestyle. The only way that you're going to achieve the success of your dreams is that you got to have a whole shift. And you used that word earlier, a paradigm shift. You got to quit thinking the way you have thought up to this point. You got to physically, dynamically change your thought process, and it starts with the way that you think. And I mean, we can't make it no simpler than that.
Yes, sir.
But you're battling all that negativity, all the experiences you had. There's got to be a radical shift in your life that's gonna shake you. I heard the song "Mirror, Mirror" on that same soundtrack in Seattle. She said, "They say, Lord, rain on us like you do in Seattle, and shake us like you shake California." You got to have some radical stuff going on in your life to change, because the body, you know what's so amazing? I learned this through my certification class. The body is designed not to change. It's called homeostasis, and we're not getting biological. But God is so awesome. The body was designed not to change, and because if it were not so, man, we'd kill ourselves. But the body is set up to defend itself against change. But the kind of change we're talking about is a change that must come, because there are some things we got to get. And I love the one you talked about. You talk about your anger issue.
Yes, sir.
What led me to write my book is my financial situation. Overall, the family's okay, but I personally got myself into some situations that my wife, bless her heart, told me, you got to dig your way out of that. You got yourself in it, you got to dig your way out. So
yes,
the abundance thought I got to work on, because God did not design us to be in want. We are designed to be in abundance. So my affirmation centers around that I am out of debt. I am financially successful. I am a millionaire. Come on, somebody.
Yes, sir.
And so we got to do some dynamic things to really spark us living the life that we know that we want to live, and it starts with our thought process.
Wow. So I kept saying what you think about, you bring about. And people, like I said, I knew I've offended some people when I said it, but again, It's one of the core beliefs of the thought of the law of attraction.
That's right.
And the law of attraction is at the core of what I teach and what I'm and it's the core of what I believe. Doc, how can you get somebody? What would you say? You're not trying to convince them, but you're just trying to give them some facts to go on. What are some things in your life that you've used the law of attraction to bring to you, where you consciously use your mind to cause some great things to manifest?
Well, as a matter of fact, again, okay, I got another one. I got another one on my vision board, and that's one of the physical, that's one of the practical things to get people to start thinking different. On my vision board, for example, I got a BMW, I got a Hummer, and some other things. Around the holidays, before the holidays, around Thanksgiving, I put a Hummer and a BMW on my vision board, and I'm telling you, within a week, I know I saw more Hummers and more BMWs in the span of a week than I know in a long time. And basically it was because I was thinking about it. So now I'm getting excited about it, and it's about to manifest itself in my life. So this year I'm going to get a BMW, I'm going to get a Hummer, because I'm thinking about it and I'm getting excited about it, and that the thought process, I'm thinking about it, and so I'm attracted to it, and it's going to happen. And the Bible, you know, what's really throwing a lot of people off is that the Bible doesn't say, okay, thou shalt observe the law of gravity, the law of attraction. So a lot of people are a lot apprehensive about the laws because there's no chapter or verse to back it up. But it really is, because I'm going to write my next book, Stay High on Life, and Life of Stay High on You, is going to deal with the universal laws that are at work that we need to be tapping into. Remember over in Romans 4:17, Abraham called things that were not as though they were. Come on, somebody.
Against hope,
so
he believed
Abraham,
hope.
Yeah, exactly. Abraham walked in it. A lot of the people in the Bible, God deals with the law of attraction. What does Hebrews 11:1 say, Miles? Now, faith.
No faith.
It's the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. The Bible supports his law. And I really agree with what you said earlier. We really don't know what is at our disposal. And a lot of our mentors say this, and I read a book that said this. What it is, you're sitting on top of a gold mine, an oil field, and you don't even know it.
Wow.
That's why the Bible says the people perish because of a lack of knowledge. And another point I bring out in my book, Living Motivated, is that what blows me away is how much of an average life people are willing to lead. Because it takes no effort being average and being on the bottom. That takes no work. It takes no work to do nothing. And Les Brown says very few people rise to low expectations.
Wow, that's profound.
And you know, this what we're doing, it's not easy. It is not easy changing your thought process. And that's where the rubber meets the road. That's why there are not a lot of Michael Jordans. There are not a lot of Larry Fitzgeralds. There are not a lot of Joe Montana. There are not a lot of Bill Gates. And we think those people are superhuman. They are not superhuman. Like you said, the difference between a courageous man and a coward is 5 minutes.
Yes,
people are not willing to do that 5 minutes that it takes to be courageous, not being fearful.
Wow. Doc, you're on fire right now. I can feel it.
Amen. I'm telling you, son, you cut me right now. I'm going to bleed adrenaline.
Well, Doc, you know, I hate to do this. We got to wrap it up. But I want you to give the people an adrenaline shot of what it is you are. And that is the minister of motivation. That is the encourager. Give them an adrenaline shot of that encouragement to get them to understand it's okay to change their thoughts.
Amen. Well, I'm not gonna be original right now. I'm gonna copycat. And JL in his book, Going From Good to Great, he says it's all right copying, being a copycat if you're copying the right cat. Nike sums it up. Nike says, Miles, just do it. And what I want to tell your fans tonight, my fans, everybody's going to listen to this broadcast, just do it. You've done it your way all this time. It's time to change now. It's time to shake up. It's time to get up. It's time to wake up. Life is tough. Life is hard. But like our great mentor, the motivational speaker himself says, Les Brown, he says, if life knocks you down, you fall on your back. Because if you can look up, you can get up. So quit wallowing around in self-pity. Quit wallowing around and nobody loves you, nobody likes you. You got to look in the mirror, and you got to fall in love with yourself and just do it. And you got to quit wanting to be average. That's my thing to myself. I'm tired of living an average life. It's time for us to walk in the greatness that lies within us, and we got to just do it, my dear brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And on that note, sir, I have to bid you adieu, but one thing you have to understand, you are always welcome back here.
Well, hey, man, I really appreciate you, my dear brother. Listen, I love you, man, and everybody can find me at www.ministerofmotivation.com. If you want to shoot me an email, it's drwaltersims@gmail.com, and you can always find me on Twitter at Preacher, PreacherRR. And remember, stay high on life, and life will stay high on you.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
All right, sir.
People, we are a little bit over here today. I didn't want to run over too much, but I had to let Dr. Sims come on the show and give us his just powerful blend of motivation. People, we're gonna close out the show now, but I want to do this. There are a lot of people right now who are hurting. There are a lot of people right now that are hurting. There are a lot of people who have relatives in Haiti right now who are going fighting for their lives, and I wanted to let everybody that can hear my voice know that the listeners of this show and myself, we are definitely praying for you. We're definitely doing everything we can to help you. We're sending donations to help in this recovery aspect, because we're not going to say what a lot of other people are saying. This is a recovery. We're looking for life. We believe that people are still alive. We want each and every one of you that can hear my voice, we want you to know that we send our warmest prayers, our warmest regards to you. Just know that, you know, this group of people are praying for you collectively together. We are thanking God in a very dynamic way for everything it is that you need, the comfort that you need, that the Holy Spirit can provide. We're thanking God for provision to resurrect that region. And if we're thanking God for provision to find your loved ones alive. And we're thanking God for compassion from across, from the north to south, east and west. We're thanking for the world for pouring out its love at a time like this and not spewing hate. In regards to what people's opinions are, we send out love to you right now. From the audience and the family here at Creating a Championship Standard of Living, and from myself and my staff, we send love to Haiti right now. We send love to the people who have been affected by the earthquake in Haiti. And we send God's love. We send donations. We send everything it is we can send to you to be a blessing to you. And know that we care for you, we love you, and we're looking for a speedy recovery. God bless you in Haiti. God bless you in Haiti. God bless you. And on that note, people, we're getting ready to head out of here. I want to give some acknowledgments before we leave. I want to say happy birthday to Coach K from the Coach K of Life show. To Coach K and his lovely wife. Her birthday was yesterday. His birthday is today. Had a lot of birthdays throughout the week. My marketing consultant, Miss Tiffany Patton, want to say happy birthday to you again. Her birthday was on Monday. My sister Linda, her birthday was on Monday as well. My brother, his birthday was on Thursday. My sister Chelsea, her birthday was this week also. If you had a birthday this week and I didn't know about it, happy belated birthday. I send you my love. I want to acknowledge also, before we get out of here, Mr. J.L. Godfrey, Ms. Karen L. Donald, Mr. Kenneth Moody. I want to acknowledge everybody who's been showing their support to this show in secret and in the public. I want to thank Mr. Noah Bond, Mr. Chris Gloss, Ms. Kiki Richardson, Mr. Phil Gornai. If I forgot your name to acknowledge you, please charge it to my head, not to my heart. The relationship coach, Ryel Sims, Dr. Algerwin Tart, everybody who's had anything to do with this show, and especially you, the fans, you, the listeners, you who have been sending these podcasts out to your faithful friends, I love you for that, because without you, I couldn't do what I'm doing. Without you, I wouldn't be here close to a year later. We have created a championship standard of living for each other. And I love you for that. And I'm praying for you constantly. And I believe in God for some dynamic things that happen in your life. Also, before I leave, I want to acknowledge my pastor, Pastor Gennaro Lee and Lady Tiffany Lee, Bishop Wayne T. Jackson, Dr. Beverly Jackson. And, again, I want to thank you, the listeners, you, the audience. This is a labor of love for you. So, without further ado, I want to see you next week. But before we go, this has been Creating a Championship Standard of Living. I'm your host, Mr. Miles W. Miller. And remember this, don't ever give up. Don't ever quit on your dreams. That's my mantra and that's my motto. That's my motto and that's my mantra. Don't ever give up. Don't ever quit on your dreams. God bless you, and I'll see you next week.